Amen. Question: should the body of Christ busy themselves stirring up for an unexpected or an expected crash, or would we be better off using our time and effort in prayer and witnessing? You got it right. Okay, look to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, very familiar scripture for you. How relevant the Bible is. We'll talk about some things today that it's in the Word that you're seeing on the news. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, he said, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren," talking to believers, "concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Aren't you glad that we have the hope of the glory of the gospel?"
Amen.
He's saying others have no hope. I was telling someone the other day, for an unbeliever, even for surgery, how do you go into a hospital and you don't have the hope and faith that a believer has? Especially this day and age, right? Thank God you have hope. It says, "Concerning them which are asleep, which you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Thank God we have hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with them." Now, if you are in a go-through tribulation period, wherefore comfort one another with those words? Because that last 3.5 years are going to be just horrific. First 3.5, it's going to be bad enough. So it's time to tell people about the Lord so they can miss that, all right? After this catching away, which will be caught up in the air, and we'll have 7 years of tribulation. Seven. During this time period, an ungodly political and economic system will flourish. Great wealth will be accumulated. Maybe that scripture, "What profit a man if he gained the whole world," you know, "and lose his soul." A world dictator known as the Antichrist will have control of the commerce. Economic indicators will be up. Man will have reached a socioeconomic system that seems to be intact. Then the bottom will fall out. God's wrath will be poured out. This chaos and misery will culminate in the most destructive battle, military conflict of all time. And that is the Battle of Armageddon. That will happen. We know this will happen because it has been prophesied in God's word. Then the Antichrist, we'll talk about him. He'll appear in Revelation chapter 13. Describes the Antichrist who heads up the European Union. All right? Let's go back to Daniel chapter 8. Some of these scriptures our Brother Bob may have covered. Daniel chapter 8. I want to thank Brother Denny and Pastor Jack for their teachings. Appreciate all you people helping out here. Daniel 8. And let's look to verse 23 through 25. "And in the latter time of the kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the Prince of Peace. Who's that? Let's see what happens when he does that. But he shall be broken without hand. Now, in Daniel 8, verse 25, let me quote the Amplified. And through his policy, he shall cause trickery to prosper in his hand. For he shall magnify himself in his heart and mind, and in their security, he will corrupt and destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken, and that by no human hand. Amazing, huh? Here's something I thought was funny. No, I didn't think it was funny. It will be difficult, because we were trying to identify the signs of the times and the Antichrist. It's going to be difficult to keep secrets from him. This is happening now. Is that right? Are you being spied on? Continuing on, he will cause craft or deceit to prosper. Excuse me. How many remember reading about Adolf Hitler? Hitler. He came to power in Germany because the economy of Germany was in chaos. See? He rebuilt the economy of Germany, bringing prosperity and pride to a nation that had been crushed by the Peace Treaty of Versailles in 1919. Now, you should have read about that in history, right? Because I don't know what they're teaching anymore. As Germany's Messiah, he became a monster, sweeping the world into the Holocaust. He brought 12 years of turbulence to the earth. Now, the coming of the Antichrist will come to power at a time of international economic crisis. Look over to Revelation chapter 13. A lot of similarities going on out there, huh? This is a time you got to know the word. You people are pretty faithful, aren't you? That's good. Even if you said it by faith. Here's a scripture we quote about attending church, but there's something in there I don't want you to miss. Let's go to, we're going to stay in Revelation 13. We're coming back to that. But look to Hebrews 10:25. You'd be surprised. And maybe you won't, because you're Bible scholars and we know that. Hebrews 10, verse 25. You ready? Echo. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, say not me, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I just wanted to show you how so much more as you see the day approaching. That day is approaching. We're not to say, name the time or the day, but you know something's going on. In Revelation chapter 13, look to verse 16. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that hath the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666, or we simply say 666. It's amazing how Hollywood knows this. They may think it's folklore, I don't know, but they know about this stuff. The Antichrist will control the world's economy with a vengeance. And the economy of the world will flourish, so he's going to look like a hero. Then, like Hitler, he will drag the world into the Battle of Armageddon, a literal bloodbath, the equal of which the world has never seen. Supposedly, that blood is so high, it goes up to the bridle of a horse. Wow, that's a lot of blood. Daniel 8:25, we read that, so I'm going to quote so we don't have to go back, because there's like an ABC in one scripture. It says, by peace he shall destroy many. He will make a seven-year peace treaty with Israel, which he'll break at the end of the first 3.5 years. At this point, he will turn on the Jewish people. Remember? He was helping them. He'd be a prideful power monger. And in Daniel 8:25, again, it says, and he shall magnify himself in his heart. This confirms Revelation 13:5. If you haven't moved, you can look over there one chapter back. And in Revelation 13:5, it says, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months or the remaining 3.5 years. Amazing, huh? This demonic world leader will create a one-world government, a one-world economy, and a one-world religion. He'll oppose Jesus Christ. That's said in Daniel 8:25, as we read before. It says, and he shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but be broken without hand. Church, when attempting to read signs of the times in the light of the Bible prophecy, date setting must be afforded. Look to Matthew 24 and verse 36. What was the book the guy wrote September? We were down in the old church then. He gave all the reasons why Jesus was coming back. Anybody remember that book? Then that was it didn't happen. Boy, church was packed then. Then he wrote another one. Does anybody remember the title? Take a guess. It may come to me. How could you forget that time? How many reasons? Something like that, George. Yeah, instead of giving up because he didn't come back then, he wrote another book. And people profited by it. It's like people writing books today. Matthew 24 and verse 36. But of that day and hour, no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but the Father only. So once, if you're in a church and someone starts talking about that and setting a date, it'd probably be a good reason to exit stage left. It specifically says not to do that. Isn't that right? All right, let's look to some signs. Signs in nature, Romans 8. We've had a rough winter. Florida, Louisiana, Texas. Romans chapter 8. We'll start with verse 22. Signs in nature. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Something happened to the world when man fell back in the garden. Since that time, the whole earth has been in travail. That's a long time. Waiting for total deliverance from the effects of sin. When a woman is in travail, her labor pains increase in severity and frequency as the birth approaches. That is why eruptions in nature have been increasing and becoming more violent. We did see a glimpse of that this year. Pretty bad. Then people are talking about global warming, and I'm talking about we're going to have an ice age. I'm just teasing about that, but do you remember years ago when Easter time you wore your nice yellow spring outfit or whatever it was, your Easter outfit? This year we came to church with boots and coats and gloves. This will continue, these eruptions in nature, and become more evident as we draw near to the return of Christ. Let's look now to Matthew chapter 24. Hilton Galeno, is this okay? Hilton Galeno, is this okay? I put you, Judy. You went to the wrong doctor. My wife keeps telling me to go, Bob. I say, I can't wear hearing aids up here. The people, they'll leave. So I was going to grow my hair long and then go get it, but I can't comb it, so I'm not growing it long. My sister-in-law, you don't want me telling this, dude. My sister-in-law, Rose, said, yeah, if Johnny gets it, then maybe Chucky would, because Chucky, he's been hard of hearing since he was real young. And now he's 70 in September. Guess what I told him? Well, I said that to him on the phone. You know what he said? He said, they murmur. So Rosemary murmurs, his son Charles murmurs, and his daughter Melissa, and their spouses murmur. He ain't going. You got to love Chucky. They murmur. Mumble. Matthew, this took a break while I'm trying to find Matthew here. Matthew chapter 24. That sounds like a guy that's going to go for a test. Matthew chapter 24, verse 5. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes, even in divers places. All these are just the beginning of sorrows. The beginning. Verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another. And shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love. This got me kind of confused here, only because that word love is agape love. And the only people that can have agape love on the inside of their spirit are those who got born again. Romans 5:5 said, the love of God, agape, is shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Spirit. So if they're just talking about believers here, betraying, offensive, hating one another, whew, that's really bad. But that word, you can look it up. That word's agape love, and the unbeliever does not have agape. He has eros, storge. He does not have phileo. He does not have agape. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Look over now to Luke 21. Getting anything out of this today? Just an overview. You know, if you really believe this, church, it will change your attitude on how you conduct your life. Think about it. Someone passes you on a highway, you'll keep your fingers to yourself. You won't mumble out anything, right? Amen. Well, they didn't see me, Pastor. Yeah, but God did. Sorry if I embarrass you. I couldn't think of anyone here who would do something like that. Well, I could think of five. Trying to be serious with this message. You're drawing stuff out of me now, see? Luke chapter 21, verse 10. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation. You've seen that now. And kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights. And great signs shall there be from heaven. More unusual activity in nature can be expected. Droughts will cause food shortages and famines in many areas. Fertile valleys may become dust bowls. You may have rain in some desert areas. Don't be surprised by any developments in nature, because that's been prophesied. Remember that the earth is in travail and will not be delivered until the Lord returns. Look over now quickly to Romans 8. Again, Romans 8 and verse 21. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. In nature, the unusual can be expected in the end times. Let's look at some signs in the nations. International developments will take place. History reveals that pagan nations were sometimes sent to chastise Israel. The captivity of the Jews was foretold, as well as their return to their homeland, which is probably one of the biggest signs of the end times, because no one thought that that would ever happen. In fact, that was a desert area. Is there anybody here been to Israel? If not, you've seen pictures of it, right? Fertile, shrubs, trees, beautiful fruit trees. And nice lemon trees. I saw Ziva from the NCIS picking lemons when she went back to her homeland in Israel. And Danny, guess who else had lemon trees in her yard? She lived in California and Caroline. By the way, if you haven't heard, it wouldn't be wise to eat any romaine lettuce. I had to come from Arizona where my sister lives. Jeez. Yeah, that's what that causes E. coli. Go say it louder so I can get this information. Yeah, there is. Pennsylvania is one of the ones. I'm sorry, some of you just ate lettuce last night, huh? Pastor Jack, what are you going to do? Yes, the Bible says, it says if you eat any deadly thing, it shall not harm you. But it doesn't say anything about being presumptuous. I got a whole lot of other things to release my faith on. Huh? Eggs?
Great value, Brandon.
Eggs. Oh, the eggs recall. I ate three yesterday, and Bert ate one. Not all eggs? Not the ones you get, right? Well, you never know what you're going to get when we come down here, huh? Israel is a nation. Impossible as it once seemed after nearly... That's right, we're talking about lemon trees. Now, that was a desert area. Now it's fertile. It's just unbelievable. Don't you think it's a miracle?
More food per acre than any place else in the world.
And they're small. That's amazing. Surrounded by enemies. We got naysayers in here who don't believe this stuff. Call us up if you can on your cell from hell. When you're roasting marshmallows down there. I don't want you to go there. It's not, you're not going to be able to play poker and hang out with your friends. Yeah, you're going to golf in a blazing fire. Oh, some of you people. You know what? It takes a man to be a Christian. And men... If you're not praying over your wife and with her, that leaves her insecure. That's why most of the women say, well, I guess Jesus will have to be my covering. Well, thank God. Now, my husband does the other thing. He curses on me, but he start praying over me. Boy, did we change this into something? These are real excited about this, then we. All right, let's go on. It's Denny's fault, I'm telling you. He's drawing that out of me. Impossible as it once seemed, after nearly 2,000 years of dispersion and persecution, the Jewish people have returned to their ancient homeland, just as the prophets foretold. Look to Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah 31, verse 10. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattereth Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd does his flock. While the full regathering and conversion of Israel is yet to come, the nation exists as was prophesied. This is the keystone of all end time prophecies. Right there. Made a nation in 1948. And then in 1967, Jerusalem was made the capital, right? Not being recognized. Yeah, but it was a capital. Why wasn't it recognized? Amazing, huh? And some people were upset about that. That's their homeland. You know, the Jews have taken a lot of heat and persecution. The very survival of the Jews is a miracle. Hated and persecuted through the centuries, the Jewish people have often been targeted for extinction. Their survival has never been in doubt because of the scriptures written in Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 35 through 37. If you don't want to turn there, I read this in NLT. So I have it written down here in NLT, and I'll read it to you, okay? King James is nice, but it's nice, but it's Elizabethan. It's hard to... Now my wife loves that because she taught English and Shakespeare. It is the Lord who provides the sun to light the day and the moon and the stars to light the night. And who stirs the sea into roaring waves? His name is the Lord of heaven's armies. And this is what he says. I am as likely to reject my people Israel as I am to abolish the laws of nature. This is what the Lord said. This is what the Lord says. Just as the heavens cannot be measured and the foundations of the earth cannot be explored, so I will not consider casting them away for the evil they have done. I, the Lord, have spoken. Thank God for his mercy. Yeah. Another sign about the end times is Russia. And this is talking about Russia being a strong military power with designs on the Middle East. Let's look to the prophet Ezekiel and what he said 500 years before the birth of Christ. Ezekiel chapter 38. Amazing, huh? You okay so far? Ezekiel chapter 38. Verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against them, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, and all of them handling swords. Verse 5, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer, verse 6, and all his bands, the house of Togarmah, of the north quarters, and of his bands, and many people with thee. Bible commentators have identified this powerful aggressor against Israel as being Russia. As early as 1909, Scofield, you heard of the Scofield Reference Bible? Notes reveal the following. Magog. From Magog are descended the ancient Scythians or Tartars, whose descendants predominate in modern Russia even today. Tubal, T-U-B-A-L. Tubal's descendants peopled the region of the Black Sea. From there, they spread north and south. It is probable that Tobolsk perpetuates the tribal name. Meshach, progenitor of a race mentioned in connection with Tubal, Magog, and other northern nations. The allies of Russia in this military move on Israel are either already in the Soviet sphere of influence or they will be. Persia, which is Iran and Iraq. Ethiopia, Libya, Gomer, East Germany, and Togarmah, Turkey. This country baffles me. Well, we have an Air Force base there. I mean, we used that in some wars we had. I don't know if they used this in that last strike. I don't know if they're going to be with us. I have them listed as not, so when will this invasion take place? Look to verse 8. After many days thou shalt be visited into the latter years, thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. This is in the latter years. One thing is certain, this confrontation couldn't have taken place before Israel had become a nation. Isn't that right? And with Russia's desire for the rich Middle East area, one would not expect this prophecy to be too far in the future. Europe is coming together in an economic and political union. And students of the Bible prophecy have been waiting today's European developments for generations. Quickly, we're finishing up here. Look to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy 3:1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. They're here. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetousness. Okay, just know this. Perilous times have come. General Omar N. Bradley said it well. Ours is a world of nuclear giants and ethical infants. We know more about war than we know about peace. More about killing than we know about living. We have grasped the mystery of the atom and have rejected the Sermon on the Mount. Never before has mankind lived so close to total destruction. We have learned to live daily, knowing that nuclear weapons are aimed at us every moment, and that life and death are both in the hands of those who control the buttons. Peace talks sometimes make a little progress, then comes to a halt. Business as usual. When you hear the news announcing another round of peace efforts, you must heed the words of the Apostle Paul. Excuse me. Look at 1 Thessalonians. This is the last scripture, okay? Chapter 5. I put a 60 minute in just in case, because I didn't want to take any thunder of Bob studying, because he'll say, "Oh, Pastor, I'm getting tired. You take over." No, I did mine. I don't know how many tapes Pastor Jack would know. You know what? You should read the book of Revelations. For no other reason. Then he said, "You'll be blessed." It says you'll be blessed. Well, I don't understand it. It didn't say read and understand. It said read it and be blessed. Not bad. Jeez, what an assignment. Go read the book of Revelation, you'll be blessed. Bill, Kathy, start tonight. Read to one another, okay? All right, look at that. Chapter 5, verse 3. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. The signs appear to be saying, we are living in the end times. Now, right away, here's what people say, but you know what? We've been saying that for a long time. The end is near. Jesus is coming back soon. And I always answer them like this. We're sooner to him coming today than you were yesterday. And that's how we should live. Tell everybody about Jesus. Of course, some people, they maybe don't believe this. I can't do anything. I can't force you to believe this. Isn't that right? I believe it. In fact, this is all Uncle Pete talked about when we first got saved. But he never brought it from the Jesus end. He used to bring it by the bow or burn method. Okay, hope you got something out of this.